looking forward to it.
Relief mission, correct, when you found out about the trade?
Yeah.
What was it like? Were you kind of surprised? Obviously, the contract thing will become an issue, and you guys are talking about that and trying to resolve it. So what do you remember about that?
Just, you know, shock initially. You know, I wasn't expecting that. Made everybody around uneasy as well because, I mean, they didn't know how I would take it. You know, they had been in Africa for probably a couple hours prior to me getting there, so they already had the news and, you know, was kind of hesitant, you know, to tell me about it. But, I mean, it's a business part of football. It is what it is.
You said the other day that you wanted to say your proper goodbyes in Baltimore. Did you begin doing that on Thursday? And
yeah.
Does that process continue this week?
Definitely. Got a chance to see a lot of people that I haven't seen since the trade. Like I said, I was in Africa at the time. So I couldn't come back here to the facilities and to Baltimore no more. So, you know, it was the first time I had seen them in quite some time. But, you know, it was good to see those people. Had built a lot of relationships in 3 years here. Just last night, you know, me and my family, we had a chance to get back to my old neighborhood, have a barbecue with the neighbors. So I hadn't seen them in a while. My son hadn't seen, you know, his friends in over a year. So it was good to do that.
Is it kind of a wave of emotions? Your last game with them was winning the Super Bowl. Then you come back here, you see the 49ers logos painted out there on the field, and you're practicing with the team against the team that you used to play with. Is it kind of surreal in a way?
I mean, it's the business. I mean, you know, for me, it's like I said, it's just been cool just to come back and have this happen. I mean, I just look at it as, you know, an opportunity.
When you stay close with some guys on the team, like Torrey, you come back and play his basketball game, how is it to get back on the practice field with these guys that you still maintain relationships with, and do you still kind of feel like, you know, a little bit of a big brother to a guy like the Torrey?
Yeah, I mean, these are guys that, you know, I have relationships with off the field. I mean, these guys that, like you said, we support each other with foundation work and stuff. And Torrey's a guy, he works out in Florida, so, you know, I have him over for dinner, him and his wife. So, I mean, that goes beyond football. I still, you know, have that connection with them. And, you know, even when it's all said and done with football, you know, it'll still be there.
Well, what was the process for you to get your Super Bowl?
What was the process?
Yeah. The ring ceremony, I assume.
Yeah, they just shipped it to me. I mean, I guess that's it.
You knew what it was when it came in the mail?
Not at that time. I didn't.
Does it make you feel good in a way that John just stood up here, Harbaugh, and said that it was, you know, he's still mad at Ozzie for letting you go and get away?
I mean, for me, it is what it is. Like, I mean, it's done and over with now. I've had a chance to a year under my belt now in San Francisco, going into my second year, and just looking forward to, you know, hopefully winning a championship in the Bay Area.
And while the Ravens defense has changed a lot since the Super Bowl, a lot of guys at Ray have retired or guys around other teams. What do you see from their defense now and the chances for them to be a good unit?
I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, the typical Ravens defense, aggressive, fast, flying around. I mean, you know, you have a lot of different parts as far as players, but, you know, Coach Pease is still here. Philosophy is still the same, so you don't see that changing anytime soon.
Jim Harbaugh's talked about your practice habits. He's called you the best practice player he's ever seen. Do you ever have days where you're not feeling it? And, you know, if so, how do you overcome that?
I think we all have days we don't want to be at work. That's just human nature. But, you know, it's my job. Whenever I show up to work, you know, it's my job to come prepared and, you know, ready to work. So, you know, on those days I don't feel like it, I challenge myself. And that's what you have to do. I mean, there's a lot of days, I'm sure you can attest to it, you don't want to get out of bed. But, I mean, those are the days that you really have to challenge yourself. I mean, I try to take every opportunity when I'm on the football field to get better. I know it sounds cliche-ish, but, you know, I'm at a point in my career where I'm closer to the end than in the beginning. I mean, I honestly don't know when my last play will be. So, you know, every time I'm on that field, I want to put something good on film.
Have you thought about how many years you want to continue playing?
I mean, for me, it's just a year at a time. You know, that's how I take it at this point. I mean, I've outplayed my, well, the life expectancy in the NFL. So, you know, I'm just taking it a year at a time.
What have you told your teammates about practicing against the Ravens? Because some you did for 3 years, but what have you told your current teammates about what to expect?
I mean, it's real similar to the way that we practice. I mean, it's going to be, you know, tough practices. You know, in a lot of instances, you know, the practice feels tougher than games because of, you know, how hard we work, how we compete, how we go after one another. So it's a lot similar to the way we practice.
You had a few years to work under John Harbaugh. Now you've had even a year with Jim Harbaugh. Are there similarities, differences between the brothers?
I mean, they come from a football family, but I think the biggest similarity is just the work ethic that they have, and they try to instill that in the teams that they coach. You know, you try to go out and outwork everybody, and that's the biggest similarity between the two.
You've had with a Ravens team that came close to winning Super Bowl and probably won out of the similar in the company. You sense the same intensity with this group that you know you felt with the Ravens as far as trying to get it wrong?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a team that has gotten close for the last 3 years. You know, two NFC championship games and then, you know, going to the Super Bowl. So, I mean, we're right on the cusp. I think, you know, the biggest factor for us would just be staying healthy. You know, I think if we stay healthy, we'll be one of those teams that's competing for it at the end.
You've had a pretty interesting journey NFL-wise where you've experienced a number of teams. You've kind of forced the issue with where you want to be and kind of gone against the grain a little bit if you need to. And kind of come out on the other end successful. What would you advise younger players, better players coming into the league to be ready for business-wise and kind of how to manage their careers like that?
Well, I think everybody's career is gonna be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't think there's one path that you can take in this league and say, you know, this is the path to success. I mean, the only thing I can tell somebody is come in and work your butt off. That's the only thing you can control. I mean, the other stuff is outside of your control. You know, sometimes you get new coaches and they want to bring in their guys and things like that. So you can't control that stuff. Only thing you can control is your play on the field. So anytime you got opportunities to work your butt off and show them what you have.
That's it.
All right. No problem.